This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Education Report. Experts say the United States will need more than 2 million new teachers in the next 10 years. More than 1 million public school teachers are close to retirement, so schools will have to do more to get people to become teachers. The National Education Association says the shortage of teachers from racial and ethnic minorities is especially great. The NEA is the largest teachers' union in the country. The government last counted teachers in 2000. It found that 84% were white, compared to 61% of students. African Americans were about 17% of the children in public schools. This was true of less than 8% of the teachers. And Hispanics represented about 16% of the students, but less than 6% of the teachers. There has been some change in these numbers. In all, 16% of teachers are minorities, but this is true of 21% of new teachers. Many people, however, say they do not enter teaching because it gets less respect than other professions. Only about 10% of teachers in the lower grades are male, compared to nearly 50% in the upper grades. Also, demand for minority college graduates means these job seekers can often get other work that pays more. Teachers must have at least a bachelor's degree. In some areas, they must earn a master's degree within a few years to keep their jobs. But keeping new teachers can be difficult. About 20% leave the profession within 3 years. In cities, close to 50% leave in the first 5 years. Teachers say they are not paid enough for all of the duties and responsibilities they have. Many take work home with them during the school year and vacations. Many also take classes to increase their knowledge and skills. And many say they do not get enough help from more experienced teachers or support from school officials. The NEA says teachers spend an average of more than $400 of their own money each year on classroom materials. Some do it because they want to. Others might have little choice. Yet the union reported a year ago that a majority of teachers said they would return to the profession if they had it all to do again. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbeck.